Episode 1434, Traditions Start Here.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is Friday. You made it. And guess what? This is next to the last Friday before Christmas. Are you ready for it? Okay, confession here. I am so not ready for it because when it happens, that means it's all over. Okay, that's going to be for another episode. But for today, it's all about Traditions Start Here, Confessions of an Upset Mama. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, some family traditions are passed down from generation to generation. However, it's never too late to make new ones. Traditions start here. What really does it mean to celebrate the holidays as a family? Most would agree it's the craziness that makes the family so special. We'll talk about crazy. I'm in it. A little secret, as I'm recording this episode for you, I am actually on the road. I'm sitting in my daughter's car because I have since come up from the south to the north, four states high, to move her to another apartment. Call it crazy. Boop, 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 boop. It is crazy. Traditions start here. Maybe this isn't a tradition I really want, but it's one that seems to keep running in the family. Moving. But that's not what we're talking about today. It's not about moving. It's all about traditions, holiday traditions. What makes it special for your family? For us, it's the loud mama. Yep, that's me. You got it. A party-like atmosphere with absolutely everything happening together. We yell together. We cry together. We sing Christmas carols together. We move together. We laugh together. It's the craziness of family. But for some reason, we have the tendency to make holidays about perfection, the perfect holiday. We want our tree with matching ornaments. What happened to Charlie Brown's Christmas tree? What happened to, oh wait, my children made this, and who cares if it's on the only tree we have in the house, but it means something more than matching bulbs and lights. What is it really? What makes Christmas, what makes the holidays so special? Well, as I was driving up from down south up north, obviously our weather was a little bit warmer, not by much, because we were actually below freezing. Now, very unusual for our temperature down south, but up north, oh no, below freezing, pretty typical. However, what wasn't typical was there was low winds. In fact, it was so still, it was kind of scary. But you know what? God provided, and I was so blessed knowing that my daughter and I could move her. And praise the Lord, her new roommate and boyfriend came and assisted. Yes, we went out one flight, but when we moved to the new apartment, it was three flights of stairs. Aha. Call it strength and conditioning at its finest. But on my drive up here, I couldn't help but notice the sky, how bright it was. You see, I was driving, obviously, in the dark. It gets darker sooner. So majority of my drive was in the dark. And the crazy thing was, is that because I was driving in the country and there were very little city lights around, you could absolutely see these bright, piercing stars just opening up the sky. Now, of course, I couldn't stare at them for very long, or I would end up on the side of the road with a trailer that was in tow. Not a good idea. But it got me thinking, traditions start here. What do you think Mary thought when she was traveling on her donkey? They were going out, what, to pay their taxes. And yes, she was with child. She hadn't planned, though, to give birth in an area that was so consumed by people that there was no room for them in the inn. I wonder what went through her mind as to what her family would look like. What's gone through your mind as to what your family looks like? What traditions do you wish you had? Wish you would have started 10 years ago, 20 years ago? I've got to tell you, it's not about perfection, the perfect family. Oh no. Life is all about untangling the tangled. What makes a holiday special are the memories, and those memories are made from the messes in life. Now, you can't say that Jesus was a mess. Oh, no, he wasn't. He was a blessing and still is to us. He's a gift, our Christmas gift. He's the reason for the season. But you got to admit, Mary probably had second thoughts every once in a while. She doubted, Lord, I'm not worthy of having this child. I am not ready to be the mother of the Messiah. Why are you giving me this responsibility? You see, memories are made in the messes. It's not about perfection. So today, instead of trying to construct and create a layout of the perfect holiday, tangle yourself in traditions. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Tangle yourself in traditions, old and new. And I know that might be a little scary, but it's not. We're going to talk about three ways you can go about getting yourself tangled up in traditions. Number one, choose something of enjoyment. I know when we have families at church come forward, most of the time it's to light the Advent candles, the season of Advent, you know, leading up to the celebration of Jesus's birth. And so we have families that go up and they will tell a story. And this year they're actually sharing their holiday traditions with the congregation. And in that, I have caught myself going, oh man, that's an awesome idea. Why didn't I start that? And I'm thinking, well, what's stopping you now from starting that? Just because your children are older doesn't mean you can't have new family traditions. Doesn't mean you can't do things differently or change things up. Tangle yourself in traditions. Choose something of enjoyment. What works for your family? It's not about somebody else's family. If you like what somebody else is doing, you can take it and make it work for you. But don't try to be like the quote-unquote the Joneses or the Smiths. And if that's your last name, I'm so sorry. I'm not blaming you. We just use that as just, okay, generic words. It could be the Cooks. It could be the Oceans. Whoever it is, don't try to be like them. Be you and choose something of enjoyment. Now, the bigger the family, it's a little more challenging. And so for me, I usually have special things that I include in all of what we do with each child in mind. Now, that doesn't mean they're going to like everything, but the others who don't like it usually tolerate it. And so that's something that also you need to consider as possibilities. Not everybody's going to like everything, but we teach each other what to respect each other. It opens the dialogue, the conversation, and really what it means to come together as a family. So choose something of enjoyment. Number two, make it heart sticky. What is a memory anyway? A memory is something that's heart sticky. It's something that encompasses at least two of your senses. Seriously, if you want to get really serious. And if you can involve three or more of your senses, it's going to stick even more. But the main thing is what? It's heart sticky. It evokes emotion, and that's what you're looking for. Whatever that is, maybe it's laughter. Maybe for you, it's singing karaoke on Christmas Eve night to the craziest Christmas carols you can find out there. That's awesome. If laughter is it for you, great. Maybe it's singing Christmas carols around the large grand piano after you're done at the Christmas Eve service working. Whatever it is for you, make it heart sticky. And finally, number three, the tighter the weave, the stronger the web. And what I really mean by that is do what works for your family. It's not about, again, the Joneses. It's not about the Smiths or the Oceans or the Cooks. No, it's all about you and your family, your gifts that God has bestowed in your life. And yes, guess what? There's going to be some messes in it. That's the tangled life that we weave, right? But that web that we weave is going to be absolutely the strongest ever. So when you think about holiday traditions, don't do it because you think you have to. Don't do it because someone told you. Don't do it because, well, you just do it to do it. Tangle yourself in traditions, old and new, to bring that heart stickiness, that enjoyment that brightens your holiday seasons. I pray that this holiday season is going to be filled with absolute joy and that many blessings will be upon your life and your families. Have a blessed weekend. I cannot wait to hear from you soon. I love you very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.